Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live with, of course, somebody wonderful today, and it is David Zimmerman, who is an actor, a teacher, and a casting director, and he's visiting here from L.A., and I was just lucky enough to nab him. So I'm going to go right to you and talk about what you do and focus on wherever you want, but I know the teaching and the group you teach is paramount.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, you know, if I was going to write an autobiography, it would be titled They Call Me Sybil.
Because, what?
Just because
personalities.
Well,
yes.
I do so many different things.
Right.
The acting, the casting,
yes.
The directing. But
you started off in acting?
I did start off in acting. I grew up in the Bay Area. I went to Kenyatta Junior College, graduated from San Francisco State. With a drama degree. I was in many shows in San Francisco as well.
Why don't you tell us a couple of those? Maybe people will...
Bar None, the comedy murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It ran, I think, for 4 years, and
wow.
I was in it for a year
mm-hmm.
at the Cable Car Theater. It was fun. I played two roles. I switched off between a nerdy campaign advisor
mm-hmm.
and a flaming bartender.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite fun. But I knew I always wanted to go to L.A. and be in the movies. And
so how did that work out?
It was good. I mean, I got my SAG card in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And mostly from commercials.
Oh.
And then when I went to L.A., I continued the commercials, and I did a lot of short films. I was actually in 10... I was going to say my 10 seconds of Focker fame. I was in Meet the Fockers.
Uh-huh.
I was Dom Focker. So that was quite fun. It's deleted scene number 14 with all the other Fockers. There was Frida Focker, Anita Focker, Mo and Bunny, and Woody. So that's or the extended version. So I did do that, but like you were saying, one of my joys, one of the... things in my life that keeps me going are the classes and the extended family that I have.
Now tell me about the classes and how did you go from acting to teaching acting, and who are your students?
Well, the students are everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'll go with where you took me first.
Mm-hmm.
I went to San Fran. I started waiting tables here in Burlingame in Bobby McGee's, and I transferred to the Bobby McGee's in Burbank
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
Waiting tables. And one of my friends there, Mary Rings, we used to sing at the tables. Bobby McGee's, you dressed up as a character,
uh-huh.
So I was Jim Bob Joe. You could call me Billy Bob, but that's my dog's name.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of look alike. So,
people
you know.
Do. People choose dogs. It's a whole other thing about choosing the dog.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that was my shtick when I went up to the tables.
Yeah.
And I say, so anyway, Mary said, David, why don't you come to one of my classes? It's
mm-hmm.
a Saturday class. Well,
she was a student in that class?
She taught it, and uh-huh. it was her workshops, Born to Act Players.
Oh.
So I went to her workshop. Opened the door, and there was 30 Down syndrome kids.
Mm. And when you say kids, how old are
they? Well, you know, it's true. I say kids, and they ranged from, I think, 15 to 50.
Oh, so but there is that, you know, there is that chorus line kind of affectionate name of the kids. They're the kids.
Right.
Tell the kids. Yes, okay.
Right. And the thing is,
some of them were.
Well, yeah, I still feel like a kid
yes,
myself.
Okay.
You know?
Yes, yes.
So... So, well, let me tell you, after that one day, I was hooked. I mean, I was in love, and I was with them for 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
As an assistant.
She chose you to help her? Is that what it
was? Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had certain assistants in the class. She had, I think, 5 or 4.
So now, all these people weren't ready to go into acting as a career, were they, or were they?
Some of them were. Of them were getting more work than I was.
Well, no, I understand some. But if anybody could come, like, I'm guessing that acting classes for anybody
right.
Well, the classes themselves would have a lot of value in self-expression right. and confidence beyond I'm going to get a job in the movies.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So is that who, how do people know to come to this?
Well, for the Born to Act, it was a majority of Down syndrome autistic. Then what I did is
Whose parents knew that this would be good for them?
Right.
Okay.
And they did two shows a year. I mean, they did either improv or singing,
oh, okay.
and they still do.
Okay.
And through that, I met, through Mary, the Media Access Office, and I started teaching there. And Media Access Office used to house or have students and people with disabilities, mm-hmm. blind, deaf, quadriplegic, Down syndrome, autistic, over 900 members.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through the state of California. I think it was 2 years ago that they let it go because due to budget,
mm-hmm.
which is a shame. Mm-hmm. They still have a Media Access Awards every year just to keep, you know, it going. But I started teaching students and all around Los Angeles. And then I realized, I said, wait a minute, this is L.A. We're all here together. Let's all work together. So in, I think it was 2008, I started having classes for everyone. So it was a mix of everybody. You could join the class.
Oh, I'm going to when I'm down there.
I hope so.
Yes. Okay.
And I also, in 2008, started bringing in teachers who work in the industry.
Oh, so wait a minute. Can I back up for
a minute? Oh, yeah.
Because now you're saying I bring people in, and in my – so you're the head of this something? In other words, you run something. You're not simply going in to teach.
Correct.
Because you said you're – okay, so
I used to just teach, mm-hmm. and then in 2008 I said, "Let's put a name on this." And I didn't know. I wanted to take something, so I put Meet the Biz.
And you started, you took it in a new direction, or started a whole new something. Okay,
it was you know, you water it and it
yes,
the flowers
okay.
grew
okay.
to it.
Good. Okay.
And one of the first teachers I brought in was Corey Allen, who played Buzz and Rebel Without a Cause.
Uh-huh.
And he also, and then he went on to directing. He cast and directed Star Trek The Next Generation. He did five episodes. He was mm-hmm. An amazing man. And he was my teacher when I got to L.A. And I became dear friends with him. He was like the grandfather I never met.
Mm.
He started teaching classes as well. We actually move the classes from the Media Access to a friend of mine who is a dear friend now, Angela Rockwood's home. She is the ambassador, one of the ambassadors to the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation.
Okay, so you want to just take a little side trip here and tell us about Angela?
Oh, Angela's my sister. I don't, you know, a sister from another mother.
Yes.
She's amazing. She was married to Dustin Nguyen from 21 Jump Street and for years, and she I don't know if it was 3 years or 3 months before their wedding, she got into an awful car accident, was paralyzed from her neck down.
Mm.
She, I tell you, when I am down, when I'm scared, when I go through life things, she's a healer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a complete healer. She has died, actually, I think it was 5 times
her
life through different stories. I mean, mm-hmm. she is amazing in the sense that she actually teaches a class for mm-hmm. Meet the Biz, and it's called Manifestation.
Means what?
Well, about saying what you want and getting it.
Oh, good.
And mm-hmm. I call her the manifester. Mm-hmm. You know, not the Terminator. She is the manifester because she does. She wanted. She says, "I'm going to have a show with mm-hmm. three of my best friends, and it's going to."
Oh yes, of
yeah.
course. Go ahead.
And yes, and she this show. She said it's going to be a reality show, and she said exactly what it was, and became the Push Girl.
I just realized. Of
yeah,
course that
on
would
Robert
be
a, Redford,
yes,
Redford's
yes,
Sundance
yes.
Channel. So they did that for 2 years, and now she's, you know, she's producing, she's directing, and she's a part of this movie that I'm we've been working on.
And
for
she's
years.
Still paralyzed from the neck down.
She is, and you know, they said she would only be able to blink her eyes, and she said, "Oh yeah." So,
well, oh yeah, it was already more than blinking your eye. Yeah,
She's getting out. She could move her chair. She still needs, you know,
she can a little bit. Okay, good.
Well, she had two surgeries. What was it?
That's all right.
Yes. Anyway, she went out of the country for, it'll come to me.
Oh.
For stem cell research surgery. Uh-huh. And now she could move her arms a bit.
Oh, my goodness.
She could move in her chair. She could, you know, so, but see, it's quite interesting, too. I'm going to jump, considering, you know, in connection of Angela, somebody whispered to me, is she cerebral palsy? Because this one person was doing a movie on, they were looking for somebody with cerebral palsy, and I said, no, that's Angela. and it just came out that way, and I said, and she happens to be a quadriplegic.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it felt really weird for me to say that, because ultimately, I don't see that.
Right.
It's Angela.
Right.
My, you know, sister from another mother. When I was taking home a friend of mine from class, Andy, I dropped him off. I says, I'll see you next week.
But isn't the whole point, or not the whole point, right, but a big aspect of acting is you are who you are, and then you can take on different colorations.
So oh, yeah.
So she can certainly be any of these people who are needed.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and she has that. And everybody has that,
right,
too.
Right, yes. I believe that's true also. Tell me something.
Yeah.
When you, I'm so interested in, you have a class, and in this class you have people who are autistic, people who have cerebral palsy, people who are quadriplegic, people who are a variety of Down syndrome.
Yes.
How do you, everybody has different needs. Do you just start and then people can join in with what you do to the best of their ability to, or do you start in a different way for somebody who's autistic and somebody who's?
I think there's one, I was laughing because there's two words that come to mind about it that brings people together. And I think the first word that I was thinking is connection.
Mm-hmm.
And the other word is love.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I know your love letters. And it is bringing somebody in a, when I teach the class, I do what Corey taught a lot is about connecting, where you bring in and you come from a real place. You're coming from this moment.
So it's a matter of you come from you.
You come
from
you.
And people join you.
Right. And they come from them,
right,
and you meet in the middle.
Okay. So you don't need different programs for different.
No. I mean, yes, if it's an advanced acting student, it's nice to have an advanced acting workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, whoever
you
might be.
But you don't need to approach them. You don't need to approach people based on what their particular condition is.
No.
Oh,
I mean, okay. I had a heart attack earlier this year, and I don't put the heart attack patients in one class. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
And same like that. I mean, and again, I had a student, and I had a student who didn't know what the classes were about, but he wanted to take a class with Danny Woodburn. So he walked in the door. He didn't see me at the time because I was out of his view.
Oh.
And he walked in, and his mouth dropped open. Because there in the there was Danny, who happens to be 3 foot tall. There were two people in wheelchairs talking to each other. There was a Down syndrome girl talking to a blind man.
Mm-hmm.
There were two girls assigning to each other. And then there were two people, who knows. And by the end of the 3 hours, this student was part of the class. And he still takes classes 6 years later. So it's about that. It's not about saying, hey, these classes are this. This
mm-hmm.
in the little
mm-hmm.
box. There mm-hmm. is no box. It is.
So that's a wonderful way for people to get out of that being in little boxes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they get to be whoever their inner self is with you rather than being the autistic child or the Down syndrome adult or, yes.
Right. You know, it's like, yeah, we all have issues.
Right.
We all have something, one or the other.
Yeah.
And this is about coming and connecting and
mm-hmm.
you know, learning from each other. I mean,
I can imagine how much you learn in the process.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
Well, it gives me joy. It fuels me. And to do a scene and not see, you know, I mean, yes, you have to accept that we all have these
right
different abilities.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes.
So.
Now, you mentioned earlier when we were talking before that you were making a movie now. What
yes,
is this, please?
I have a little card for you as okay. well, because we're just starting.
So you're producing, I mean, you're doing from ground up, and
we
it
do
is
here.
Called?
It is called My Next
Breath. So what, did you write it, or is this, what is it?
Well, it is somewhat like what the classes that I teach, mm-hmm. that the seed came from Corey Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about connecting. And this was 5 years ago. We got together and we auditioned people and narrowed it down to 10, 12 people. And their stories become the movie. It is like you use different exercises, whether it's a sensory exercise, smell or taste or touch, mm-hmm. or a mirror exercise.
So it's a documentary, essentially.
It is a documentary.
Okay, good.
And, you know,
I love those.
Oh, and now we had somebody else working on it, and it just sat there. I finally said, okay, give it to me. It's been 3 years now. You know, give me all the footage. He was a wonderful guy.
Oh, so there existed already the
Oh, we
camera.
Shot this 5 years ago, but we're
yes.
coming back now, 5 years later. Let's see what happened to these people in the workshop.
Oh.
But beyond that, it's beyond that, because I want, my goal is the audience to come into this theater
mm-hmm.
and become one of the students, to feel like they are part of this group.
So will you show this in your own building there, or will this be in... Where will we be able to see this?
Well, this is... We're part of the creativevisions.org
mm-hmm.
in Los Angeles now. They have taken on as an umbrella, a nonprofit umbrella. So we're going to raise nice. Funds to finish the filming and finish the post-production. So I'm... My goal is by... What is today's date? I don't know. Whatever today's date is in December... A year from today,
December 17th,
okay.
2014. Well,
I like 18. So
okay,
let's say December 18th, 2015. I would like this finished and ready to go out to the film festivals and beyond that to touch lives mm-hmm. and change lives. And it's about what do you want at this moment the most in your life?
And people, and that's always that is such a struggle living in the moment.
Well, yeah.
For everybody, I think.
I really think so, especially with all the crazy stuff in the world happening. It tries to take you away from it.
So when you say, take a breath.
Right.
And did you just do what you wanted during that breath? What do people do during any given breath?
Well, what did you just do in your last breath just that happened?
I waited for your answer.
Okay.
I mean, that was the moment I was...
Right, and that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to ask me a question, and then you know, that's the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, the classes that I do too, you do these exercises, okay? A lot of, and it relates to acting and life.
Mm-hmm.
If you, a lot of people say, what am I supposed to do?
Yes,
well,
that would be my yes.
Well,
question.
Who supposes it?
Uh huh.
You do, or us, or I do, ourselves, instead of. Asking and just doing it, you know, in a positive way, and something to create something good. If you bring something, let's say you were going on audition, you go there and you bring what you want to do to it and give to it. Wow, the casting director, the director will say, okay, they know what they want to do. Now then they might say, okay, what about trying this, trying that? Then
mm-hmm.
then they can mold you. But if you have a strong core of where you're coming from, and you know where you want to go, or then it's a motivation.
So this is kind of like permission giving and practice at the same time.
Yeah,
it sounds like.
Yeah, and what I also think of this is it's like you remember the movie What the Bleep?
Yes.
Years ago.
Yes.
Well, I love that. I like the movie a lot. It was some of it I didn't understand. I still don't. But I have grown
mm-hmm.
to a dear friend of mine who I met. It's amazing how you meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the director, producer, writer of What the Bleep. And I sent her the short trailer, pitch trailer we have. And within 5 minutes, I get a call from her. And she says, okay, I usually don't do this, but I love what you're doing. She says, because people send me stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is now our executive producer on this.
Oh.
So I'm coming from that. It's not, again, I'm going back to, it's not just about these 12 people. It's how we relate to the people too. You know, and some of these people might be, quote, visually a little different visually or spiritually. Sure. Some one person might be 3 foot tall. One person might be blind or deaf or quadruped in a chair. And it's a wheelchair user, not wheelchair bound. I mean, there's certain ways to say it because they're not bound to the chair. They're not tied up.
Interesting point.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain ways. And, you know, it's people just need to, you know, they learn as they go along.
You know, that whole wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
There was once so many years ago, it was actually, I think, a Mike Douglas show on television. So you know how long ago that was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think, but anyway, there was, I forget what the segment was, but there was a man, a young man in a wheelchair, and he also had been in an accident.
Yeah.
And he couldn't move from the neck down.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on the wheelchair, and the question that the host asked him was very good looking, just gorgeous guy, young. And so the interviewer said to him, "Do you mind that people see the wheelchair?" Some kind of question, you know, like that. Yeah. And he said, if people stare at the wheelchair, he said, "I don't mind if people stare at the wheelchair just so they see who's sitting on it."
Yeah.
You know, and sure they do. So he was totally able to look at himself.
Right. Right.
And let others be comfortable.
Right. Right.
But anyway,
No, it's true. It's about that. It's just being knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we do change.
Yeah.
We, you know, there's change in life. So acceptance, that's one of my favorite words, and plethora. I love the word plethora.
Yeah, that's nice. I do too. That's very nice. You talk about change.
Yeah.
Because in your business, acting, there is such an emphasis on looks. Now. You know, and people change. Values get better. They get more solid. A lot of things happen.
Yeah.
They also, their looks change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in that whole world, I mean, yes. So I think everybody should start planning sooner to base life on something besides what they look like. Because as gorgeous as they are, those things change.
Those things change.
And then you're left with what if you haven't developed something else?
Well, it's true. You know, and it's our society who looks at, you know, who shapes us in that way of saying, oh, it's your looks and this and that. And my way of thinking, you know, it's fine if somebody wants to get facelifts or this or that. That's their prerogative. For me, when I get older, I want to look like Katharine Hepburn. Well, not necessarily Katharine Hepburn, but I love the process of it. You know, if I have wrinkles.
I see. You don't want to, yes.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, I'm not going to
look like, and then we can't fill in the blank of all the people
that?
Who have had surgery and don't look so good.
Right.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
And plus I don't like pain, so I don't want to go through that.
Right.
You know, get cheek implants here or there.
Ooh, yes.
No, I'm fine with growing older and that's
charm school instead of the plastic surgeon.
Well, yeah.
Although sometimes people do legitimately need corrective, helpful surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to sound like I'm, you know.
Oh, no. I'm all open for it. You know, everybody makes their own decision and all that. But I'm all about growing into yourself. And as I have grown up and become a producer and now started aiming for the directing, I would like to create projects and art that is about acceptance.
Okay, so you talked about your heart attack.
Yeah.
How did that change you? How did that hustle you along the road to getting things done, if it did?
Well, it's interesting because it actually slowed me down a little.
Did it? Okay.
Because I had to.
But in terms of clarifying what you wanted to do, I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm, especially in LA, you're like boom, 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 boom. You're on this pace. And I got used to that pace and love it. I mean, I teach 3 days a week at Performing Arts Studio West.
Oh.
I do casting when the jobs come up. I do acting. I have a film out now, an animated short, which is a dream to play in an anime. You know, I see myself animated.
Oh.
Of course, it's a character. It's not me animated.
But you're the voice?
I'm one of the voices, and it's just got accepted into, I think it's fourth or fifth film festival, Cinequest in San Jose, which
Wonderful.
Is one of the top 10.
Oh.
So I'm doing all this different stuff. You know, and I don't know where I was going.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't have to right now because I want to shift just a little bit. But will you come back and talk about more things?
I would love to.
Okay, good. So since I'm about love letters.
Yes.
And the written expression of affection, which I think is so, you know, if not critical and important, wonderful to get, sometimes life-changing and defining. If you were to write a love letter right now, I hope you'll go on and do it. Who would it be to? Given all that has happened to you in your life, and when I say who would you write one to, I just want to stress that it's not a one-shot deal, love letters. It's kind of a way of living. And you're teaching acting. You're teaching people to say a lot of things. You're teaching people to be who they are and express who they are in lots of ways.
You know, I really, the first... It was, I'm
it's
getting
not,
emotional
yes.
here
Good.
Because the first feeling that I got was to God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to say that there's this, you know, hi, I'm God, how are you? You know, it's that.
You're not looking to cast that role.
Right. We're not casting that role because he or she or the essence
yes.
or inside or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for still being here.
Oh,
and it is
yeah.
just and it just hit me because, you know, sometimes you go along like with a heart attack and you don't realize what's going on because I didn't get to that point where I saw angels or this or that, but I did. I do look at it now and I'm taking this moment's breath and so thankful for being here, for being with you, for being able to continue and create positive stuff for the world because, and that in turn gives me joy and positivity.
Okay, so you've got a beautiful letter here.
Yeah.
And everything you just said there.
Right.
And maybe something about the wisdom of letting you stay here because you still have things to do.
Right.
So the issue is sometimes letters can be beautiful. Where are you going to mail it? I mean, it has in your own handwriting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And where will you mail this?
Oh, wow.
What will the address be?
You know, and again, I'm just going with where my mind takes me. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes there's a freeway going on, and sometimes it's a
yes.
you know, a spiritual one. Is this crazy that I would hand deliver it to my father's grave?
Oh, that's lovely.
Because when I was going to my... into surgery, I closed my eyes and prayed that I would make it through it, and I would also not have the cabbage.
No, go ahead.
And I closed my eyes, and I saw my dad, and I saw my aunts with him, and I felt that they were taking care of me.
Oh,
the other side.
That is gorgeous. So I have another question. The envelope is the gift wrap.
Yeah.
You know, you could put it in an envelope and just place it there and let nature take care of it and let
right.
it be biodegradable.
Right.
Or you could put it in some beautiful little tiny bottle and just stick it there and let it last as long as it does.
Right.
You've done your part. You've written the letter.
Right.
You're not in control of everything. But I was thinking, and I like what you're doing even better, I guess,
right.
is you mail it to yourself. Mail it to yourself.
Right.
And, I mean, the envelope can say, you know, God, or whatever you want to do, care of David Zimmerman and your address.
Right.
And when you get that letter, you're going to be surprised at the little jolt you get of happiness and seeing it. And you could stick it either open. It's nice to read it because
right.
the you that reads it and the you that write it are two different people.
Right.
And stick it in a treasure box that's yours. And let some future generation find it. It's going to be part of... movie making history, acting history. I mean, you've got a significant role here in this history,
right?
Of in a creative history.
Yeah.
Let someone else find it. Just a thought.
No, oh. I like that as well.
Okay.
I like that as well. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this
oh,
with me.
Oh, that was great.
So nice meeting you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I hope to. Oh, do you have a website that you want to give, please?
Yes, you do. There is actually. I have a new website that's mainly focused on our film, and it's my next www.mynextbreathfilm.com.
www.mynextbreathflm.com. Okay, I'm spelling it out because one letter off.
Right.
And we don't see you.
And we don't. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be in LA soon.
Well,
and I want to come to a class.
I can't wait.
Thank you, and I hope I'll get to see you again here.
I definitely.
Thank you so much. Until next time, this is Janet Gallen and
David Zimmerman.
Saying goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.